This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, federal regulators are looking at safety issues on the Boeing 787 Dreamliner after one caught fire in Boston earlier this week. The incident has raised questions about the Dreamliner, which was supposed to represent the future of air travel. Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
It's not just a new commercial jet. It's an entirely new type of aircraft. You can see some of the changes just by looking at the plane. It has a more aerodynamic shape, and the body is made out of a carbon composite material.
The one thing that isn't quite so obvious to folks looking at the airplane is the more electric nature of the architecture.
Mike Sinnott is the chief project engineer for the Dreamliner. He explained in a conference call that the Dreamliner is a bleedless airplane. That means instead of using high-pressure air from the engine to power onboard systems, the Dreamliner uses electric power.
And this is what leads us to the fuel burn improvements.
The new system relies on lithium-ion batteries. They were allowed by the FAA back in 2007. On Monday, one of those batteries caught fire. Robert Mann Jr. is president of the airline consulting firm R.W. Mann. He says the recent fire has raised questions.
Are the manufacturers, in effect, co-opting the regulator here? Is the regulator satisfied with the special condition that was granted in 2007? Will the NTSB decide that maybe that wasn't such a great idea?
Boeing will have to wait until the investigation of the fire is complete before any decision about new regulation is made. This, says Mann, is a necessary part of innovation in the airline industry. Boeing and its competitors will learn from the successes of the Dreamliner.
But they also learn from each other's, not quite successes. I won't call them failures, but I'll call them not quite successes.
No one was on board when the battery exploded, and overall, Boeing has a good safety record. But lithium batteries have been suspected of causing crashes in two Boeing cargo planes, one of which resulted in the death of two crew members. So far, the 787's safety issues have not deterred customers.
They've delivered 100 of these airplanes, and they have 800 approximately on order.
No airplane in history has reached that number of orders as quickly. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.